We thank you, Lord. Your word said, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. So we honor you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And we stand on your word today. We thank you, Lord, for every one on the call today, every family member. Hallelujah. Every family member, oh God. We pray a special blessing upon each and every family, not just this person on the call, not just this one who's committed to learn more of these, but everyone. We call for collateral blessings on the entire family in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making every crooked place straight, every rough place plain. We thank you, Lord, for exalting every valley and every mountain and hill, making low. And Lord, we thank you for your glory being revealed in their lives, in our lives.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we thank you, oh God.
Yes.
We thank you. We praise your name for today. We praise your name for this course. We bless your name, oh God. We ask, oh Holy Spirit, that you would lead us and guide us. Hallelujah. Touch our lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow in Jesus' name. We decree and declare, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We thank you. And let everybody say amen.
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 God bless you. You have tuned into the first class, as we shared, of the Institute of Biblical Learning Certificate Program.
Thank you, Lord.
You need to get your composition books out and your pens. Get ready to write. Because we're going to take you through what we're going to do. But before we do that, we're giving you a little time to get yourselves together and to maybe say your own little prayer so you can receive what God is going to give you on today. I want to share with you, this is Reverend Dr. Earl T. Byrd, E.T. Byrd, Bishop E.T. Byrd, Pastor E.T. Byrd, Brother E.T. Byrd, Professor E.T. Byrd. It don't matter. Hallelujah. The word is what matters. I have a teaching assistant. Her name is Professor Olivia Petersburg. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you there? Professor, are you there?
Yes, Professor, I'm here.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, I just want to make sure we all are born. We're getting ready to do the roll call. Before we do the roll call, I'm going to do something. I want to tell you what two other professors did in their class when their class started. One professor said, I'm teaching a course, so I'm getting the A. The author of the text, he wrote the book, so he gets the B. The best thing you can get is a C. And the next class, it was standing room only. But the next class time, you could have shot a cannon through the class, not hit anybody. The next professor said, I know this is a summer course. I know we only got 6 weeks, but I'm going to give you the same information that I would give if you were coming to the fall or spring semester. Now, I want to paint the picture on this one also. There was standing room only, because this was one of those core courses. You had, in order to graduate, you had to have this course. Mm-hmm. And there was standing room only, and it's summertime. And so they thought that it would be less work. The next class, you could have shot a cannon through the classroom and not hit anybody. Well, I'm not like those two professors, okay? So don't worry. I'm only giving three grades, either A, B, or C. The worst you can do in this class is get a C. That means that all of you are going to pass this here course. Are you listening to me now? At least one amen in the crowd.
Amen.
Okay. Now, let me share something with you. Your final grade will be made up of three parts, possibly four, but at least three parts. Class participation is 40% of your final grade. Hallelujah. Quiz or drills or tests makes up 30% of your final grade. And then homework, yes, home assignment will make up the other 30%. You say, homework? Am I in school? Yes, this is an institute of higher learning. You're going to learn something. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then I said possibly extra because you can get extra credit. The way you get extra credit is by attending the morning worship at 7 o'clock. Each time you attend one of those, you get extra credit. If you come to a live service on Sunday at 3 o'clock, you get extra credit. This is just extra credit. This is not mandatory. But if you want extra, how many folks work a job and when your boss comes up and says, I've got your check, but you got extra in your check. Y'all like that, isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's right. Like I said, 40% of your final grade is class participation. Okay. The name of this institute is called the Institute of Biblical Learning, not the Institute of Biblical Study. Because a lot of people study, but they don't learn anything. Is that right?
Yeah.
So we're going to learn. We are prophetic in our pronouncement. Even saying the name of the Institute of Biblical, from the word Bible, Biblical Learning. We're going to learn something. Hallelujah. This program, this institute, is sponsored and run by the Potter's House Church. That's the shorthand for the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. It is also backed up by the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. That's the organization that we are part of. So I want you to know you got backing for what you're going to learn today. Hallelujah. Now, I'm gonna stop right there. So I gave some extra time. Professor Peaches, Pastor Peaches, can you do the roll call? And when you hear your name, just say, here. You know how you used to do in school? I don't need to tell you all that. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
Angie Harris, here. Annette James,
here.
Harry Warsaw,
here.
Linda Blackwell,
here.
William Rogers,
here.
Carol Thompson,
here.
Carol, pronounce your last name. I'm sorry.
It's Tunstall. T-U-N. Yes, T like in Tom, U-N like in Nancy, S-T-A-L-L.
Oh, Tunstall. All right, thank you.
Okay, that's important. We want the real, spell your names. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor Beecher.
I was saying, did I miss anybody? That's it, Pastor.
All right. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, in your composition notebook, on the top line, you need to write, growing toward spiritual maturity. And if you because you have that on one of your sheets in your packet. So if you want to write that later, you can do that. But that's what goes on the top line there. So you know what the course is all about. Hallelujah. Growing toward spiritual maturity. A spiritual, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L, is that right?
Yes, T-U-A-L.
Uh-huh. Maturity.
I saw that last one.
Maturity, M-A-T-U-R-I-T-Y, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, I might have to say it slowly. But it's growing toward spiritual maturity.
Sure.
Okay. Now, I need to give some housekeeping rules. Since it's a bunch of us, when you want to speak or you have a question, the first thing you do is say your name and wait until I recognize you. I got to hear your name. And the first name I hear completely, I will then repeat that name, because we can't all talk at the same time. We could, but we wouldn't be able to understand one another. So only times when y'all can talk together is when I say amen, or y'all can say amen or something of that sort, comment, exclamation. But again, let me explain that. You want to ask a question or you have a comment, you must first call your name out. You can first name. You have to give your whole name, because we're going to learn to know you all in here. Call your name out. This is all virtual, so I can't see your hand up. Even if it wasn't virtual, I still couldn't see your hand. Might not be able to see your hand up. But most of you know that I'm visually challenged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, again, if you'd like to say something, ask the question. You must say your name. Don't say, my name is. I don't need a sentence. Say your name, like Angie or Carol or William or Harry or Linda or Ryan. Oh, no, Ryan's not in the class. Okay. I'm sorry. If he says his name out loud and we can understand it, class is over at that point. By the way, for most of you, Ryan is my cat. Okay. All right. Okay. That wasn't funny. Anyway, you get 40% for class participation. Remember that. All right.
All right.
The scripture that our Institute of Biblical Learning stands on, and you need to know this. There are actually two scriptures. One is 2 Timothy, and you can write 2 Tim, T-I-M, shorthand that.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 2, you can just say 2:15. The next scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 3. So 3:16-17, or 16:17. Hallelujah. I need someone to get 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And when you get
it,
amen.
Amen.
I have it. Amen.
Don't say I have it. Do not say sentences. You know, say your name. you know, and pastor, teachers, you can just say pastor and say your.
Okay, pastor.
Okay.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Okay, great. Okay, now I need someone else to get to 2 Timothy or 2 Tim 3, verse 16 and 17.
Angie.
Go ahead.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works.
All right. That was 16 and 17. God bless you. That's what we're standing on, y'all. Okay. This particular teaching, which is entitled, now I will also call on folk if I don't feel led to get a volunteer. This is class. So you paid your money, you're going to get what you paid for. That's learning. So, Brother Hurry, what's the title of this course?
The title of the course is Drawing Towards Spiritual Maturity.
All right. And believe it or not, going toward is not an S on the end of that, although I'm tempted to put an S on that. I don't know why it's not an S on that. But I'm just going by what the book that I'm using says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's good. There's a scripture. It's in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. I want someone to go get that. And when you get it, don't read it, but go get that. And if nobody gets it, I'm going to call somebody to read it.
Repeat that. Which one is it again?
Ephesians chapter 4.
Thank you.
Verse 25. Don't start reading it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, I need a volunteer. I don't need the same volunteers. I need to spread this around. This is a class now.
Carl Tostel.
Okay.
I don't have a question. I don't have a question, but I'm willing to do what you're saying you need.
Okay. Go ahead, Carl. And you don't have to give your last name. His first name. We don't have more than one Carl's up in here today. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. No, I'm still looking for the book. I have it. Ephesians chapter 4.
Oh, you found it?
And I also... Yeah, I did find the book and the chapter.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And it's verse 4 and 5. You have that?
Ephesians chapter.
I have 4 through 6. It's kind of like.
Okay. I want you to
yes,
do read verse
4 and 5.
4 and 5. Okay. I'm doing one at a time again. I don't want one person to do all the reading, okay? I think it's 6 or 7 of you. So if you haven't read, you're going to be reading. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, Carol?
Yes, okay.
Go ahead, read.
You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction. So
mm-hmm.
Stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness.
Okay. Is that from the Message Bible?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so. That reads a little different than the now someone has that from the King James Bible. But that was good. Someone wants to volunteer for reading out of King James.
One second.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I gotta hear a person's name.
Linda Blackwell. I'm sorry, Linda.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought we were just going to use the reference Bible that you gave us, so I had put my...
Oh, no, we're using both. That's just
all
an
right,
added...
No problem.
So do you have it in the King James?
Yes, I do.
Okay, read it from the King James.
I'm sorry. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There's one body and one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Even as ye are called, one hope of your calling, and one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Verse 5.
I mean, yes, mm-hmm. Verse 5. There's
okay.
Only one body.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need someone else to read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 15. Now, don't all talk at one time.
Annette.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Annette. Okay, go ahead.
Annette.
All right.
11 through 15.
Through 15.
And he, Ephesians 4, 11 through 15.
Yes.
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministries, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitfulness plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is head, Christ.
Hallelujah. I want to share something with you too. When I do ask for a scripture, I want you to, I'm talking about King James Version. If I want the Message, I will say, anyone have this in the Message Bible? But this is why we are doing what we're doing, okay? This is why we do, for the equipping of the saints. Another translation says, the perfecting of the saints. And another word for perfecting means maturing of the saints for the work of the ministry. And I need someone else to go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. And see, y'all just don't listen here. Y'all need to be putting these scriptures down, because I guarantee you, you will see it again
on the test.
Don't
Hero,
just
repeat this
and hear
first,
put your
first,
pen to paper and be a doer. Go ahead. Somebody call the name. I said,
Carol, yes. I was asking, but you said, okay.
Okay, I need a name.
Just a scripture.
Yeah.
I can't.
5:17.
Okay, let me explain it. It's very important that I hear a name so I can identify who is speaking. Okay, because you're getting graded on your class participation. I don't want to make a mistake and give some points to somebody, and it's the wrong person, okay? So who has this scripture?
Angie.
I have it.
Okay.
Okay. Angie, I heard your name, so go ahead.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Just like a newborn baby. Okay. So those are the
Moses. What was the
scripture? 2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Corinthians. Okay, thank you.
Was it first or second? I'm sorry, Carol. Was that first or second Corinthians?
Second Corinthians 5:17. It is important for you to begin to learn the addresses of scriptures. I use the word address because it succinctly identifies what we're talking about. If I had to go to Carol's house, and I said, she lives somewhere in Baltimore, she lives somewhere in Baltimore County, you'll spend a whole lot of time trying to find a Carol in Baltimore County.
For sure.
You have to have the address. So this is why we are dealing with addresses. So you know the scripture and you know where it's found. Because I guarantee you, you're going to see it again. You're going to need it again in this life. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, I need to talk about something else. I know we're going through a lot here. This is kind of preliminary, but it's necessary. The teachings are 90 minutes long. However, they will be two segments of 40 minutes. In between the two sessions will be a 10-minute break, so you can go get some water or whatever you need to do, or go get a tuna fish sandwich or whatever. Hallelujah. Nobody's laughing, okay? No credit on that.
I laugh.
I chuckle.
All right. So anyway, that's what's going to happen, and so you need to understand that. Now, I need to explain to you homework and then about quizzes and tests. Homework is really absolutely what it is. You're going to have to do some work at home. Usually, it will only be 3 questions for homework. So it's not 15 questions, 10 questions, all that kind of, not even 5. It's usually 3. But they have to be submitted in a special way because this is an institute of higher learning. Somebody needs to repeat that. This is an institute of higher learning.
Institute of higher learning.
That's right. And so we do things in a different way. Stuff we used to do in high school and from other places, we can't do it now. One of the things with hallelujah. Your homework, are y'all still there?
Yeah.
Oh, there must be somebody trying to call me. I heard a beep. Well, they're going to miss me tonight. Anyway, every piece of homework that you turn in, a homework must be turned in. Must have a cover page. You need to be writing in your book the homework right now. And each homework needs a cover page. And I'm going to tell you what goes on the cover page. In the middle of the cover page the name of the course. And you can do the initials. G, what is it? Going to GTSP, SM, GPSM 101. GPS, G, GTSM. I'm going to get it right, y'all. GTSM 101. You're doing Growing Towards Spiritual Maturity 101. This is a basic course, foundation course. That's the first thing. In the middle of your page, your cover sheet, then you're going to put your name. Then you're going to put the date. Again, the course, your name, and the date. That's your cover sheet.
Carol, I have a question. The our name and our date will be right under the course
under the GTSM 101. And then it will be your name. That's your full name. And the date. So we won't mix it up with another.
Power off.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now, your work will usually entail, homework will usually entail perhaps putting in your own words an incident in the Bible, or putting in your own words what, say, the subdivisions of the Bible are. Or because you got a division of the Bible, you got the Old Testament, New Testament, but you have subdivision. You got five subdivisions in the Old Testament and five in the New Testament. And I'll give that to you in a moment, so you'll have it for your notes. But this is just an example of the kinds of questions I will ask. I may ask you, give me the synopsis of a book in the Bible, or give me a synopsis of an incident that you read or we went over or we are going to go over. So that means a synopsis means two, three, like a paragraph. So I expect complete sentences. I expect correct punctuation. And if you don't know, just guess it, what goes there as far as punctuation is concerned. But guess what? All of you can get this done. All of you can do it. And I ask you to do it this way because this is an institute of
higher learning.
Okay.
Higher learning.
Yes, we got several people getting points. So we're going to, this will stretch all of us, including the instructor. It's stretching all of us. So I want you to understand that. Now, your homework, you say, well, when is homework due? Homework is due by the Sunday before the Tuesday. In other words, we give you 4 days. You know, when I was in college, we had classes every other day. And so the homework they gave me on Monday was due on Wednesday. Jesus. And then I had 4 or 5 classes. I think one semester I had about 6 or 7 classes. Lord Jesus. Anyway, thank God those days are over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the bottom line is that you got Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Sunday, you can either deliver it or you can come to service. It don't matter how it get here, but need to get here. So I've had time to check it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Any questions up until this point?
Linda?
Yes.
Is this supposed to be, is it handwritten, typed? How do you prefer it?
Oh, great question. Typed, handwritten, no Braille. Only thing, no Braille. I don't read Braille. My fingers are too sore to read Braille. But handwritten or typed is okay.
Again,
and in paragraph form. Okay?
All right. Can you send it like if I'm sorry, Linda. Can you send it over? I send it over by the phone if I can get it to you, like
to bring it. Hard copy. It has to be hard copy, not by the phone. Okay. I can't put a check mark on stuff through the phone. No emails,
yeah.
No texts.
Okay.
It must be. Beg your pardon?
I was gonna do a couple on it. I just want you to know. I was putting a couple on it.
Yeah.
I'm
now, I don't know how to put a cover on a text. But anyway, it's going to be a cover page. And the actual homicide. And
all right, no problem.
One other thing I failed to give you is that in the upper right-hand corner of the homeway page, you need to put your name because they may get separated. I'm sure we'll be stapling together, but they still may get separated. I need to know whose work it is. Okay? So, again, your name goes on the cover page, but also by itself on, hallelujah, glory to God. On the upper right-hand corner of the homeway.
Second page.
The actual content page.
Yeah. On the second page.
Yeah, correct. And you may go overboard because there's some folk that are very thorough. So they may have two pages instead of one.
Right.
They may have three paragraphs instead of one. I don't mind doing extra, but if I ask for a synopsis, it's not one sentence. It's got to be at least two or more sentences. Or if I ask for to tell me what happened in your own words, it's got to be at least two or three sentences. So it may be one page. And it may be as many as you please. Hallelujah. But anyway, okay. Now, we're going to take a little break. Any other questions before we take a going to be a five-minute break in a minute. Any more questions?
Yes,
Pastor
Angie.
Peaches.
I heard Pastor Peaches first. Go ahead, Pastor.
When we're passing in a paper, are they due in by a certain time?
By a certain time? Just before we go to sleep on Sunday night.
All right.
Please don't come at 12 midnight trying to give us a homework assignment. Okay. I heard Angie.
Yes. You said for the homework, is the name of the course GCSM 101?
Yes, GTSM 101. That's the numeric.
Oh, I got you.
101, yes.
Oh, okay, that's GP?
T is in Thomas. T for toward. T-S-P.
Uh-huh.
GTSP 101.
GTSP. GTSP 101.
Yes. Okay. Did I hear somebody else? Any other?
Yes. I originally was asking about the center of the page having the GTSM 101, but then you also asked for the name and date in the center of the page. Did we underline that GTSM And then you also want our name again in the top left-hand corner.
Right.
Our full name.
Of the second page. Not the first page. You already got your name on the first page. But the second page. This is just in case the two pages become detached from one another. You got to make sure you put the right work with the right person. Understand that, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the, and again, so the first page, it will be GTSP 101 and your name and the date.
Correct.
And the second page would be what?
Upper right-hand corner, put your name again. Just your name.
On the second page.
On the second page. Okay. Upper right-hand corner, put your name. So that if the two or more sheets, and if you have more than one content sheet, every page that you send in, other than the cover page, needs to have your name in the upper right-hand corner. So just in case it get loose, because if you put a paper clip instead of a staple, it may get loose, and we may have a problem of putting everything together again with all of the people that are on this class, in the class. Okay, one
Linda,
more question before we do a break.
Linda, I just wanted to share with Angie, is GTSM. As
yes.
And Michael, not a P, sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
Angie?
I miss seeing her.
Yes.
Yes, the letters
G-T-S-M.
Are G-T-S-M.
G-P-S-M?
Yes, it's an acronym for Growing Towards Spiritual Maturity. Growing, as a G begins that, toward, there's a T as in Thomas, spiritual as an S, and then M is for maturity or mark or whatever you want to call it, but it's GTSM 101. Okay.
Got it.
All right.
GTSM 101.
All
got
right.
Yes.
Any more questions there? Oh, one last comment. You need. It would be good for you to get the number, name and number of someone in the class so y'all can study for a test together or compare notes or help one another. Just the information, Linda, that you shared, you may have to do that again with someone. Get their number, and you call them and share that so we won't take up the time in our class to do the sort of housekeeping, you know. But it's still a blessing for you to all understand what's going on. William, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yes. Are you understanding anything? You have any questions about anything?
Well, I think that I have, you know, some questions, but, you know, I think I want to hold on to them for now.
Let me just share this with you, and I share this with all of you. The worst question is the question you don't ask. Because if you leave a class with questions in your mind, unless it's something that you can get from your workout partner, your study partner, you need to ask it. Because somebody may have the same question that you got, and they don't want to ask it either. I want clear minds as we go forth, because we're getting ready to go forth in the second portion of this class, and we done talked through your break time. Y'all blew the break this time. That's all right. Okay.
Carl, can I add something to that, please?
I just want
to say to William that I had two strokes. I'm solely by God's grace and mercy going away from that, and I'm going into a new norm for myself. I don't, some things I do now and I go, oh, I'm going to be like that now, you know. So if you have them, sir, honestly, I would need you to ask them just so I can formulate it because I don't think the thought, but I'm not speaking out the question outwardly. And maybe one of your questions is one that's like I call it stuck in my brain because I can't seem to get it to my mouth to say it. So I need you if you ask a question.
Okay. Do you have a quick question? Because we are now in our second segment of this teaching today, and I haven't even I have something I want to start with. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You're free. Okay. All right. We're gonna move on then. All right. God bless. All right. Now I'm gonna play a tape. It may help you if you hear scriptures to do abbreviations and don't try to write the word chapter. Just put, if it's chapter 3, verse 10, just put 3, colon is two periods, a period on top of one another, and then 10. So it cuts down time to in writing. Okay, and we're going to begin now. This first segment, you received a book in your package about Know Your Bible. It's important that you know your Bible. Because how can you find something if you don't know it? You don't know what you're looking for. So the Bible, the Holy Bible, the Holy Word, the Holy Writ, the Holy Scriptures, the sword, is divided into two parts, big parts. You got the Old Testament and New Testament. But the Old Testament is divided into 5 subdivisions. The New Testament is divided into 5 subdivisions. The Old Testament subdivisions are books of the law. Books of the law.
That was in.
Okay.
Pete W. said the 5. It was in.
Okay.
The
who's talking?
Oh, this is Harry.
Okay, you got to say Harry. And let me.
Right, Harry. I was asking
you. Okay, Harry, go ahead and speak. All right.
I was asking you what, to repeat that. You said that, I know it's 5 books.
Okay.
Is that in the Old Testament or New? Or what did you.
Okay. Let me do it again. Okay. I'll just give all 5 and then go back to 1. The 5 subdivisions of the Old Testament: books of the law, books of history, books of poetry or wisdom, hallelujah, major prophets and minor prophets. Okay, books of history. You need to write that down. Or, excuse me, books of law. Books of the law, I'm sorry. The first 5 books of the Bible, books of law. Books of law. Then you have books of history. And what you can do to kind of abbreviate this, to kind of shorthand this, what you do, the first group is law. The second group is history. The third group is poetry. The fourth group is major prophets, and the fifth group is minor prophets. So that's kind of shorthand for what I'm saying. Books of the law, books of history, books of poetry, major prophets, minor prophets. Okay. Did I go too fast? Somebody say something.
No, sir.
All right. Okay. If you've got all of that, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. In the New Testament, you got 5 subdivisions. They are the Gospels. I was saying Book of History. So you can put Gospel. You can put History. Pauline Epistles. Pauline Epistles. P-A-U-L-E-N-E Epistles. An epistle means letter. And see, we're reading somebody else's letters. Pauline epistles. Then you have general epistles. These are letters written by various people called general epistles. And then you have Book of Prophecy. Those are the subdivisions of the Bible. All right. Are we ready to go on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody not caught up yet?
Yeah. Can you repeat those again?
Okay. Okay. Always say your name first so we know who it is. William?
Oh, William. I'm
sorry. Uh-huh.
Yeah, William.
Okay, because we have to get in the habit of that. Okay. Now, you want the Old Testament or New Testament? All.
Just the subdivision that you are talking about.
Okay. Okay. Well, the Old Testament subdivisions. And this is shorthand for you so that you can get them all, 5 of them down. It's law, history, poetry, major prophets, minor prophets. The only difference between major and minor prophets is the major prophets wrote more than the minor ones. They wrote a little bit. Major prophets, they wrote a whole lot. That's the Old Testament subdivisions. The New Testament subdivisions, the Gospel, History, Pauline Epistles. Pauline Epistles. General Epistles. Prophecy. Everyone caught up so far?
Yes.
Yes,
Graham, are you with us?
Yes, Pastor Barrett.
All right. God bless you. All right. I know to some this may be new stuff. But, okay. In the book, the little book that you received in your package, you had it was called Know Your Bible. And I'm going to share this with you right now.
Is entitled Know Your Bible. Introduction. There's 66 separate books, 1,189 chapters, and hundreds of thousands of words.
66 books in the Bible. A whole lot of words, a whole lot of chapters.
Shares one extraordinary message. God loves you. From the first chapter of Genesis, where God creates human beings, through the last chapter of Revelation, where God welcomes everyone to take the water of life freely. 22:17. The Bible proves God is intimately involved in familiar with and concerned about the lives of people. His amazing love is shown in the death of his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. That sacrifice for sin allows everyone to be right with God through simple faith in Jesus' work. These truths are found in the pages of Scripture, but sometimes they can be obscured by the vast amount of information the Bible contains. That's why Know Your Bible was written. In this little book, you'll find brief surveys of all 66 Bible books. Each summarizes what that book is about, always within the context of God's love and concern for people. Every entry follows this outline: the author, the date, the 10 words or less, details please, quotable, unique and unusual, so what? Your Bible is certainly worth knowing. Use this book to begin a journey of discovery that could truly change your life. Genesis. The author, not stated but traditionally attributed to Moses. Date, Moses lived around the 1400s B.C., but the events of Genesis date to the very beginning of time. In 10 words or less, God creates the world and chooses a special people. Details, please. The Bible's first book never explains God. It simply assumes his existence. In the beginning, God, 1-1. Chapters 1 and 2 describe how God created the universe and everything in it simply by speaking. God said, and it was so. 1:6-7, 9:11, 14-15. Demons, however, received special handling as God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. 2:7. And woman was created from a rib of God. Those first two people, Adam and Eve, lived in perfection, but ruined paradise by disobeying God at the urging of a subtle, crafty, 3-1, serpent. Sin throws humans into a mortal pre-fall as the world's first child, Cain, murders his brother Abel. People become so bad that God decides to flood the entire planet, saving only the righteous Noah, his family, and an ark, so full of animals. After the earth repopulates, God chooses a man named Abram as patriarch of a specially blessed people later called Israel. After an alternative name of Abram's grandson Jacob, Genesis ends with Jacob's son Joseph, by a miraculous chain of events, ruling in Egypt, setting up the events of the following book of Exodus. Quotable, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis 1:3. The Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I thy brother's keeper? 4:9. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. 6:8. He, Abram, believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. 15:6. Unique and unusual. Genesis quickly introduces the concept of one God in multiple persons, a concept later called the Trinity. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Genesis 1:26, emphasis added. Also early on, God adds a hint of Jesus' future suffering and victory when he curses the serpent for deceiving Eve. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. 3:15. So what? Genesis answers the great question, where did I come from? Knowing the answer can give us meaning in a world that's otherwise hard to figure out. Exodus, the author, not stated but traditionally attributed to Moses. In Exodus 34:27, God tells Moses, write down these words. And Jesus, in Mark 12:26, quotes from Exodus as the book of Moses. Date approximately the mid-1400s B.C. In 10 words or less, God delivers his people, the Israelites, from slavery in Egypt. Details, please. The Israelites prosper in Egypt, having settled there at the invitation of Abraham's great-grandson Joseph. He entered the country as a slave and rose to second in command. When Joseph dies, a new pharaoh sees the burgeoning family as a threat and makes the people his slaves. God hears the Israelites groaning, remembering his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, 2:24, and raising up Moses as his deliverer. God speaks through a burning bush, and Moses reluctantly agrees to demand the Israelites' release from Pharaoh. To break Pharaoh's will, God sends 10 plagues on Egypt, ending with the death of every firstborn child, except those of the Israelites. They put sacrificial blood on their doorposts, causing the Lord to pass over 12:13, their homes. Pharaoh finally allows the Israelites to leave the country, the Exodus. And God parts the Red Sea for the people who are being pursued by Egyptian soldiers at Mount Sinai. God delivers the Ten Commandments, rules for worship, and laws to change the family into a nation. When Moses delays on the mountain, the people begin worshiping a golden calf, bringing a plague upon themselves. Moses returns to restore order, and Exodus ends with the people continuing their journey to the promised land of Canaan, following God's pillar of clouds by day and pillar of fire by night. God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. 3:14. Thus saith the Lord, let my people go. 8:1. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. 12:13. Thou shalt have no other God before me. 20:3. Unique and unusual. God told the Israelites to celebrate the Passover with a special meal of bread made without yeast. 12:14-15. 3,000 years later, Jewish people still commemorate the event. So what? The story of redemption is on clear display in Exodus as God rescues his people from their slavery in Egypt. In the same way, Jesus breaks our bonds of sin. Hebrews 2:14-15. Leviticus. Author, not stated but traditionally attributed to Moses. Date, approximately the mid-1400s B.C. In 10 words or less, a holy God explains how to worship him. Details, please. Leviticus, meaning about the Levites, describes how the family line should lead the Israelites in worship. The book provides ceremonial laws as opposed to the moral laws of Exodus, describing offerings to God, dietary restrictions, and purification rites. Special holy days included the Sabbath, Passover, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, all commanded. The family of Aaron, Moses' brother, is ordained as Israel's former priesthood. Leviticus lists several blessings for obedience and many more punishments for disobedience. Quotable. Ye shall be holy, for I, God, am holy. 11:44. The life of the flesh is in the blood. It is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. 17:11. Unusual and unique, Leviticus' blood sacrifices are contrasted with Jesus' death on the cross by the writer of Hebrews, who needed not daily as those high priests to offer a sacrifice. For this he did once when he offered up himself. 7:27. So what? Though we don't live under the rule of Leviticus, we still serve a holy God and should treat him as such.
Praise God. Now, some of you are saying, boy, that went fast, and I didn't get notes. That's in the book, in your package. That, know your Bible. And Pastor Peaches was just reading from that book. Okay? So I want you to understand that. Any questions right now? Any comments?
Linda, Sister Peaches did excellent.
All right. I know she did.
Thank you.
Oh, Pastor Peaches, you were supposed to say your name. No, I'm messing with you. But it is important for y'all to understand that we're trying to make this as easy as possible. I know for some folks, now, up until maybe 30 years ago or so, after I had finished school, usually people don't read books. You know, after they finish school, they say, reading books over, especially if those folk had their major was history, they didn't want to see another book for a long while because history is a whole lot of books, a whole lot of reading. But we need to get in the habit of reading some more. I mean, read the word, yes, but also reading the aids to the word, like know your Bible. How can you tell somebody about the Word of God if you don't know it? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to give y'all a clue. And I'm going to stop it here because we spent more time than I had imagined with the preliminaries. But I'm going to give you a clue to memorizing the addresses so you can get back to a scripture. You make the address memorable. For instance, I use this a lot. There's a scripture that says, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit does and makes intercession. That's Romans 8:26. The reason why I know Romans 8:26, other than tying it to that scripture in Romans, is that when I was coming up, when I was a young whippersnapper, I lived at 1826. That was the address, the numbers. So all I had to do is kind of remember, okay, where did I live? So I just dropped the one. Now I've got the address, 826. So start having a habit of when you get a scripture and it's a scripture that you wanna visit again, tie another meaning to that scripture, to that address, so that one will remind you of the other and the other will remind you, in other words, it'll be a tickler, a primer, you know, like pump primer. Oh, somebody know what a pump primer is. In the old days when there was wells in the backyard, you had to pour some water down in the pump. And then start pumping, and that water will start hook up with the water that's down there in the well, and then you can get the water flowing. So assigning another meaning to that address will help you to remember address. Anybody understand what I'm saying? You can say amen. Or
yeah.
Can you say it to me?
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Because you're going to need to be able to learn the scriptures, know the scriptures. Because like the scripture that's in Isaiah 43:26, and God says, bring me in remembrance. In other words, remind him of his word. But see, I assigned another meaning to that scripture. That's why I can quote that, because really what I did, I used another scripture to remind me of that scripture, because some other scriptures got 26 on it. So I went, okay. And so I just hooked up stuff, and what works for me may not work for you. You may do it a different way. You may do it your birthday, might be near your birthday or in your birthday, or the day you got married or the day you had your 12th child or something of that sort. Nobody's laughing. You say if you had 12 children, you wouldn't be laughing. Is that it?
Yeah.
Lord, yeah. I'm talking to the wrong class. I'm going up across the hall and talk to the other class.
I mean, anybody with 12 children should be crying.
What did you say?
I said anybody with 12 children should be crying.
I don't know, but you might want to ask Minister Linda about that. Oh, excuse me. Did I say that out loud? Oh, geez.
Yes.
No, you only have 10 seven, though. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got 8. Hallelujah. Well, we had 8. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyway, moving right along. Hallelujah. Glory to
Carol,
God.
Carol, ask questions?
Yes, questions.
Carol.
Yes.
Yes. I wanted to say one that we all may be familiar with. I hear, people know it a lot of times, is the Lord is my shepherd. That's Psalms 23:1.
That's right. Amen.
Okay.
That's right.
So we all,
Or we can do Matthew 6:9. Matthew 6, our Father which art in heaven.
Yes. Yes, I did not remember. I knew Matthew. I didn't know what the chapter and verse was.
All right.
Yeah,
but anyway, so any questions or anything that we got to, because it took a little longer to go through everything that I wanted to go through to get the foundation. And I had a little bit more for Pastor Pieces to share, but I'm trying to make sure, okay, I get all the questions, because at the end of every session, I want at least 15 minutes left. I want to cover questions, because I don't want anybody to leave a class with questions about what we discussed on this day. Okay. While y'all thinking and mulling over what I just said, I have office hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2 to 3. So if you want to call me at that time and ask particular details, because that's what we all do. If we have something that comes up later on that we need some clarification, or you have a question or a comment, you can call me at 443-416-1352. Again, that's 443-416-1352. And for those who are not able to get to us on a Sunday, and on Wednesday, tomorrow is midweek service, and you just want to hear what we're talking about, tomorrow at 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m., you can dial 515-602-9787. That's all you have to dial. And again, the number that you call today to get on this program today is the number you call in the morning, 7 a.m., 7 days a week, every day, holidays, all kinds, it's the same, 7 a.m., we're going to worship God every day. We're going to acknowledge him every day. Is that all right with y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. But that number is 605-475-4800. And, of course, the access code is 759-849-#. And I know somebody said, well, why are you saying it over again? Because somebody may have helped somebody get on tonight and they didn't have it in their notes. You need to put this in your notes. Any question? The next class will go a little faster. We'll be reading a little bit more. Pastor Peaches will be sharing a little bit more, hallelujah, on the tape. But for those who have the missionary, the Message Bible, and the King James Bible, I entreat you to check those scriptures we gave in both so you can get clarity. Now, y'all, for those who took the notes about the subdivisions of the Bible, the subdivisions in the Old Testament, New Testament, I want to go down and let you know, because I got a couple more minutes, and give you how many books in each subdivision. Okay. If there's not any questions right now, before I go through that real quick. Or hearing none. And books of the law. There are five books. This is the Old Testament. Books of the law. Five books. So you put five books or five BKS beside that. History or books of history. There are 12 of them. Books of poetry. And you can put slash from poetry, put a slash and put wisdom. Because in some Bibles you'll see books of wisdom. There are actually five of them. Okay. There are major prophets. Major prophets, there are five of them. Minor prophets, there are 12 of them. That's the Old Testament. You add those numbers up, and how many books in the Old Testament, somebody?
Angie.
Wait a minute.
Okay, Angie.
69.
How many books in the Old Testament?
69.
No, there are only 66 books in the entire Bible.
That's 49.
Oh, that was 69. Okay.
Oh, somebody's talking again. Who else? Angie, you said 69. That's the scripture. Matthew 6:6-9 is our Father who art in heaven, but that's not the number of books in the Bible. Now, I heard somebody else.
39.
Who's talking? 39. Okay, we got to pull your name out, and then I have to acknowledge you, and then you talk, okay?
Carl, 39.
39, that's exact.
Yes.
All right. Okay, how many books in the New Testament?
27.
You haven't given it to us yet. 27.
You know, when you add 27 and 39, you come up with 66.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
There's
27 in the New Testament. Thank you, Brother Harry.
Okay.
I didn't hear your name, Harry, but I didn't acknowledge you. But, Harry, I heard you say Harry. Yeah, it's 27. So, 39 and 27. And see, believe it or not, Angie, you get points for participation. Look, it's good to say what you think. Because if we need to share another number, another information, that's okay. Because that means you got the right information. So that's good. So, and Carol and all that is great. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's see. What time? Okay. How many books of history are in the New Testament?
Angie.
Yes. Angie?
32.
In the New Testament. How many books of history in the New Testament?
Well, you didn't give up.
Okay. Let me do the New Testament. Okay. Because I didn't give that. Let me back up. I apologize, Angie. The New Testament, the subdivisions. Okay, the Gospels, there's four. Books of history is only one book of history. That's Acts.
Oh.
And then you got the Pauline epistles, there's 14 of them.
Is that calling, C-A-L-L?
No, Paul, P as in Peter.
Oh, Pauline. Apostle,
so Paul wrote these letters. And they call it the Pauline epistles, but it's Paul. P as in Paul.
Okay.
P as in Peter. Pauline epistles. P-A-U-L-E-N-E. That's what they have. Pauline epistles. Epistle means letter.
Hmm.
All right. And there are 14 of them. And then you have general epistles. There's 7 of them.
Oh.
And then books of prophecy is one of them.
What?
That's Revelation.
Okay.
All right.
Revelation.
All right. So, going through the entire Bible, let's see what time we got, because I need to give you your home assignment. Oh, yes. We'll do that later. Your home assignment. We need you to give a synopsis on the book of Deuteronomy.
Oh. Hmm.
And that's in Know Your Bible. You'll find that in your Bible. Give a synopsis. Get a synopsis. It's just a 1, 2, 3 sentence, one paragraph kind of explanation of what that's about. And you can, that resource is in Know Your Bible. That's number one. Number two.
Excuse me, Angie, can you repeat number one, please?
Give a summary, a brief synopsis of the book of Deuteronomy. That's the last book of the law.
Hmm.
And you can find that in Know Your Bible. That's another little book that's a little book that's in your work there, in your package. The second question. And this is one of those option things. Either write down the 5 divisions of the Old Testament or New Testament. It's your choice. The 5 subdivisions of the Old Testament and New Testament or New Testament. That's number two. Number three. How many books in the Bible?
66 books.
No, that's not a question. That's your home assignment.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. So God bless you, all of you. thank you for the first session. We didn't cover everything I had planned to cover, but we started. We're going to take it from here on next Tuesday. But God bless you all. Have a smile upon you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for every family that's been on this call. We thank everyone that's on this call. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest, for the blessings, for the signs and wonders and miracles that you are going to bestow and are bestowing upon the students in this class, even the instructors, oh God. We continue to praise and magnify and glorify your name. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to meet again at the appointed time and to do the work that you would have us to do, which is to study to show ourselves approved, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Love
you about it.
Love you more.
Hallelujah. I love you a lot more. Bless you all. Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.